Welcome to another episode of Midnight FPL. We're going to be looking ahead to the double. We're going to be answering your questions. We'll be looking at some differentials for this week. And as always, so much more. So, Joel, it's still going on. We're recording during Leeds, Southampton, all hoping to be bailed out, but what's your three-word review for this game week?
I don't know. It's turning into pretty much the same kind of thing every week, really. Just very, very average. I know that's a lot of words, but it's just so average.
Just so average. Sam, do you want to do it smoother than Joel?
Another failed captain.
Not yet.
It was annoying because I'd love to just have three squared and have another failed captain as it stands, but it does look like it's going to be a failed captain.
I'll go with annoying bench points. There we go.
Thanks.
Anyway, I can't be bothered. I was thinking, we review the game week and it's boring because everyone knows what's already happened. Leeds blanked, etc. Oh, they look like they're going to blank. Everyone else did quite poorly. Ings got benched, etc. So rather than reflect, let's just look straight ahead and get excited for doubles galore. How's everyone's teams looking?
I'll reveal this to the listeners. I think I'm going to use my wild card this week. And it's looking pretty sick, I have to say. Do you want me to read it out?
That was going to be a segment for later in the podcast.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So just keep them on edge for now.
All right, I'll just leave them with it's pretty good.
Right, yeah,
I'm sure it is. So if you were wildcarding, you would hope. Oh, Bamford just scored.
Come on.
Did it?
Really?
Yeah, it's come
Bam,
through.
You've got the football on behind you, or is that the Champions League builder?
Oh, yeah, I do. I just turned the volume down.
Oh, I did.
Yes.
Yeah, Bamford just scored. So Sam, your captain hasn't blanked.
Tyler Roberts assist. That's a weird way to spell Rafinha. Yeah, we'll take it all day long. That's McCarthy clean sheet wipeout for you, Joel. It's almost like a good choice.
Another one. He's got to go. I'm sick of having him in my team.
God, look at that library action people are getting. So exciting. That is good, though. That's recovered a lot. That just can make our teams look that bit more
aesthetic. Yeah. Not having a captain blank makes a world of difference.
I'm so happy for all of us. Yay. All right. Yes. Okay, so Sam's doing wildcard, but he's keeping us all on edge and he'll tell us in section two. I'm going to play bench boost, which I should have done this week, purely just because I want to get it out of the way and I built my team for a bench. And having a strong bench, I always advise against it, just purely for psychological reasons. It's just too annoying. Like, benching decisions are the worst thing. I can't be bothered with them. So play it this week and then maybe wildcard and then get rid of... I have too much depth right now. But yeah, it means I'll probably have to take a hit.
As in wildcard after this week?
Wildcard eventually. Basically, just like stuff like having 5.5 tied up in Nick Pope just needs to stop happening.
Okay. Yeah, fair.
But I'm going to... My transfers will be Adams to Watkins and then probably Rafinha to Harvey Barnes or Kufal to a better defender like Ricardo Pereira.
Yeah. And then I guess once you've bench boost, you can kind of have a cheaper bench afterwards.
Mm. Anyway, what are you going to do, Joel, this week? You're going to play a chip?
I'm really in two minds. I don't know whether to maybe take a -8 and -12 to get an 11 out all with doubles, because I don't have that currently, or whether to wildcard it and just kind of basically do, like, I'm in a similar position as I have too much depth on my bench than I would like, so I might just wildcard, go back to having a weaker bench and then just having a good team that I'm happy with going forwards. But I'm just a bit apprehensive with, I don't know, just with like stuff coming up and game week 29 when it's all going to be blanks. I just don't know whether it's too early to use a wild card.
Could I make a point on that, Joe?
Yeah.
If you're wild carding this week, and this applies to you, Sam, and to the listeners, I would target or at least have an Aston Villa, basically Aston Villa, Tottenham, Fulham, and maybe one other will double this week and then play in game week 29. So if you get a decent chunk of them, so your Martinez's, your Watkins, maybe a Lookman or a Son and Kane, then you've already got like five, six players who overlap in both. And then if your bench is padded out with players from teams you play in 29, you can do a wild card that covers both.
Yeah, I
just don't know if I want like Fulham players in my team. Like, I know, granted, they're playing game week 29.
Can I comment on that?
If you have to.
Just the reality is we keep like a really decent number of clean sheets, and it's a pretty, like, it's no worse than having a Burnley defender, but because Fixers Burnley have traditionally been good. Yeah, but I mean, we conceded. We only conceded a penalty to Liverpool. We conceded two goals away to Man City. Okay, fine. But then we conceded one against Tottenham, one against Chelsea. It's like we don't concede a lot of goals to the big teams. We can genuinely keep clean sheets against them. I just think you need to think more about who the good defensive teams are. The amount of times I've made decisions based on like the fixtures that those players have coming up, and it's gone to the shit this season. You should really concentrate on who's in good form.
Yeah.
Also, Joel, can I make another point about your wild card? Before the show, you were saying to me you didn't want a wild card because like your team's fine and you may as well stick it out, and you're contemplating taking a minus 12. Doesn't sound like your team's fine.
Yeah, but it's just it's fine as in like averagely fine. Like it would do. It's just whether I want to save the wild card on for later, but I'm now thinking that I don't necessarily. So I'll just see how the midweek kind of Champions League and Europa League goes, and I might play after. But I think if you use it well, and if you bear in mind the 29 game week 29 fixtures, you could actually set yourself up quite nicely. But having said that, like Fulham, Brighton, and Newcastle all playing, they're not great teams. Like you won't want any Brighton or Newcastle players in your team realistically, and they don't neither have doubles this week. But if you can get Fulham, Villa or Spurs players who have doubles this week and in 29, you might be able to get away with it. So I might do that.
But really, that's a really good point. It's like
I know, you literally just said that, but I'm literally just like,
said it, and then you undermined it, and then you went all the way around and eventually came around to it.
I know, but I'm just thinking out loud at the moment because it's a good point. I might do that.
I think you should play a wild card, Joel. You're so far behind. What's the point of saving up until you're already out of it? That's enough to part one. Part two, we're going to get to hear Sam's wild card. Wow. All right, so for this part, Joel and Sam have constructed their wild card teams because both are considering wild cards. I haven't because I don't need to. I plan and I built a team that has sufficient number of doubles, and I'm planning to wild card probably game week 30. But these guys haven't planned properly, so have been forced into it. Sam, what's your team looking like? Also, we can do.
Yeah.
I was going to say we're going to do competition, see who is better. But if you're actually doing it, then
yeah,
proof's in the pudding.
So I'm playing my wild card, but I'd like to give some context first. That the reason I'm playing my wild card is because my team is not great this week and not good enough for me to use my bench boost, and a lot of people using their bench boost, so I feel like I have to do something to go against that. And then it's going to be quite heavy on the bench side of things, so the reason for that is because I need to use my my bench boost at some point. So it's Martinez, it's Stones, Cancelo, Godfrey in defence. It's Son, Fernandes, Barnes, Gundogan and Madison in midfield, and Kane and Calvert-Lewin up front with McCarthy, Bamford, Castagna and Aina on the bench.
All right, so after some technical issues, Sam is now sharing his wild card. Oh, so you pulled the trigger?
Yep.
Or is this on your account that you...
No. I pulled the trigger.
That is exciting. Oh, so you got the Kane-Son double up with Kane captain. That's scary for me. I mean, you're not... Why have you got... It's just Timothy Castagne. You've got a team that's perfect for a bench boost this week.
Yeah, I know. But I've got to use my bench boost at some point. And I want to use it either next week or the week after. to give me like some propulsion into game week 29, where I'm probably going to be fairly depleted. But I'll use my transfers in that time to remove those bench boost players and replace them with players I can stock up with for game week 29.
Okay, we're going to share these on Midnight FPL.
And maybe take a minus four. Like, worst case scenario, I have to take a minus eight, and that will still be four better than what Joel's doing.
Yeah, it is a good team. I would just take the Castagna money out and upgrade it somewhere else.
Why don't you have like Thomas instead of Castagna?
And also,
he's not
McCarthy's
set.
A weird one as well. Like, Southampton's defence is shocking. I don't know what.
No, but I haven't chosen McCarthy because I want him playing every week. He's not going to play a single week. But when I use my bench boost, I need a keeper, and he saves money. He's 4.5. He saves money that I was able to spend elsewhere. Before I had Lingard in instead of Madison, and then I made a few changes, including taking Dina out for Godfrey, and Mendy out for McCarthy. And then I brought in Lingard and Madison with those funds.
Why didn't you have Areola?
I mean, Madison for Lingard with those funds. Because I have Aino. I don't want to double up on Fulham defensive players.
Oh, come on, Sam. You can back them.
I would, on my bench, I would put players from West Ham and teams who don't and lead.
I had Lingard. So that was the only thing about swapping Madison for Lingard. Madison's obviously a lot better, but Lingard had that game in game week 29, has obviously been in pretty good form as well.
All right. I will compare it to Joel's and see who's I think is better. Joel, you know.
So this is just a random team. Like, this is not my actual team, but this is like it's not too far off my actual team. Also, like, the bench is rubbish, so that's not an actual bench I would have. But as a starting 11, I quite like the look of this.
You've gone Salahless. That's the thing. That's why your team looks so...
Yeah, I've gone Salahless, but he looked dreadful the other day, and he's looked dreadful in recent weeks. And I just thought, I was just so tempted by the idea of redistributing those funds, and I've got a really solid defence now. And every single player from my goalkeeper to the attacker is a pretty decent prime player.
I was about to say Salah is one person that I'm considering dropping just because his price compared to his returns at the moment, they're just like not that worth it. Granted, he's got Sheffield in his double, which could be a bit of a haul, but Sheffield have been all right against the good teams, and Liverpool have been so bad. So he's actually someone that I just think takes up quite a lot of price, and you could actually, as Sam said, like redistribute it throughout your squad. And Son as well, I'm just not convinced by Spurs at the moment, and I think their fixtures are actually going to be harder than they look. So, but yeah, I think Everton and Leicester have got really good fixtures. Or not really good fixtures, but, well, I think Everton have got really good fixtures and Leicester are in really good form, and I think they could both be teams to look at. And also Villa's defence as well. I think defensively they're looking pretty solid. I think it'd be silly not to have Martinez at the moment.
Can I just comment on that? The thing is about... like Villa defenders, because they got game week 29. They are playing against Spurs. So, like, what are you expecting? Were you expecting them to produce in that game week in terms of defensive value?
Martinez,
you'll get 2 points. You'll get 2 points from an Aston Villa defender. Like, I genuinely just wouldn't think about that at all. Aston Villa defenders, like, Tottenham are likely to score.
I mean, we'll see what happens in the next couple of game weeks, but they've been pretty poor.
I completely accept they've been poor, but how often do they fail to score when they have Kane and Son playing?
Yeah, true. But targets someone who's looked good going forward. So, and I think Martinez makes so many saves, so it's worth having in that sense. But
go on. Leicester, I think, with fantasy always do well when they're not in your team and then do badly when they're in your team. I feel like they always, like, their fixtures that really dictate their success. And then, like, they'll do well one week and then you can just see them going to losing to Arsenal at home or something. Like, they always seem to, like, trip up when people jump on the bandwagon. I've just always noticed that.
But yeah.
That's not scientific, but just
I guess it's because they're good and they spend more time than they should outside your team because you'd rather have like players from Tottenham or whatever.
Yeah, like
that's the thing. Liverpool, the way Leicester play is like, and Jurgen Klopp just played into their hands. They want to play on the counter attack and they want to they need a high line in a team that plays against them. Arteta's Arsenal play horrific football and Sean Dyche's Burnley also play a really low block. So like the fixtures, like with Leicester, I would say. Good, they sometimes don't the fixtures at face value aren't what will materialise. So I don't, people will panic and rush and bring in players from Leicester, but I kind of feel like that might be a trap.
I actually think they'll like batter Arsenal. I think Arsenal will think they can take it to them, but I don't think they necessarily will be able to. It's Burnley, like any team that plays Burnley, I'm always unsure about because they tend to be pretty solid, but sometimes they lose quite a lot, so it's hard to know, really.
All right, fair enough. Okay, so out of the two wild cards, I prefer Joel's because I think Triple Leicester's team, Barnes and Madison's too much and Castagna's too much, and also Son and Kane's too much when they're out of form. And I feel like, love it or loathe it, Salah. I think Salah gets a bad press, but he is in the team this season, isn't he? In terms of points, he actually does return. It's just because he's in your team, you don't really acknowledge it. But if he's not in your team, I think you'll realise just how consistent Salah is at getting points.
Yeah, he's second highest point scorer this season.
There you go. Exactly. He's got 164 this season, second only.
Yeah, I accept that. But I think more of those are made up from the first sort of quarter of the season.
Yeah. All right, fair enough. Okay, so that's enough about wild cards. Next up, we're going to be doing our differentials, and I don't think they've ever failed. So you got to listen for them because they'll be your keys to success for game week 26. So last week, Joel, we came across quite rude to you because we said that, I think I said, Alioski's a bad pick because he's on the verge of being dropped and his minutes have been monitored. And then he didn't play either game in the double. So how did that work out?
Yeah, you're pretty spot on, to be honest. I couldn't have been more wrong and I couldn't have given more bad advice. He's in my team getting me not very many points. So has he come on? I haven't been watching.
Well, the thing is, if he comes on, he'll get more points than Marcus Alonso because Alonso got a yellow. So as much as I'm giving you stick, and Alonso.
Yeah, true. no, a lot. Alioski has come on.
He's been in the field.
So Alioski got me 2 points over two games, which is pretty horrific. But...
Oh, Danny Ings is on, and Minamino.
But Alioski's getting out of my team. Awful advice. Not much to say about that. Got it wrong for once.
But you're allowed one bad week, Joel. We'll let you have that. Sam, you went for Minamino. He's just come off the bench. He scored for game week before. So congrats.
Yeah, thank you. I went with Minamino. He got 10 points. And he's just come on 6 minutes ago with about half an hour to go. And I thought it was ridiculous that they dropped him because he'd been playing so well. But just to comment on this young guy, I can't remember his name.
Yeah,
he's
so good.
He's made his debut. He is unreal on the left for Southampton. I bet he's worth nothing on fantasy and could even be worth a punt to save funds because I don't know how you can start someone who's played that well in their first game for Southampton.
Yeah, he's good. All right, so differentials for this week. Joel, come on. Make it really succinct because
CB. I'm going Coleman off of Everton, young Seamus. He's 4.8. He's ownership is 0.6. He had a really, really good chance against Liverpool. He gets far forward. Everton have got some good fixtures. I think he offers both defensive and attacking potential. It's a no-brainer, really. That's it.
Okay, so I said about Alioski, I said Hero's minutes to be monitored, and that's why I'd be cautious. Coleman's played 90, 72, 56, 0, 0, 90, 1, 4, 90, 24, 7.
He's been
Does that
injured.
Concern you?
He's been injured.
He's not injured in the game.
He's not. He's playing, though.
Exactly. He's not just in
But he's back. He's now back from injury. So he was injured. Then he came back from injury, played 56 minutes.
Isn't the point that they play Mason Holgate at right back quite a lot?
Nah, they played Seamus Coleman against Liverpool. He's obviously their best right back.
No, they sometimes play Godfrey right back and Dean left back. They always play Dean and Godfrey when they're fit. So if they go to a back four, Godfrey will be the right back.
Listen.
Yeah, Coleman could have been playing because they played a five, didn't they? Anyway,
yeah.
Okay, Coleman is a nice... He used to be a class and fancy.
Yeah, I remember when him and Baines used to be bits.
Yeah.
Those are the days.
But I wouldn't... I think Sam put Ben Godfrey in his team. I'd go Ben Godfrey if you want Everton keeper defensive cover because I think he's just more likely to play more games.
He's played almost every game this season. Yeah. 90 minutes as well. He never gets taken off when he starts.
Let's see. I mean, I back it. but in the same way that I back Alioski. But
you got Shaw and Gündoğan right, so we can never write you off. Sam, who's your differential?
Just want to say, if anyone's interested, the Southampton player is Nathan Teller, and he's 4.3 on fancy as a midfielder.
4.3?
Yeah, 4.3. It's pretty unreal. Like and he is sick. Anyway, my player is Ruben Loftus-Cheek, following in Louis' footsteps. He was so bright against Sheffield United. Almost should have scored, maybe even on a couple occasions. And looks to be regaining his confidence every single game, bit by bit. And I think with a double game week coming up, this could be his time. I can really see Fulham beating Palace. Palace looks awful against Brighton. And Ruben Loftus-Cheek, I think, will probably be in the middle of a lot that we do going forward. So, yeah, he's selected by 0.2% and he's only 5.9. So I think that might be worth a punt.
You say only 5.9, as if that's cheap.
Are we going to repost our differential?
Fair point.
Again, same caption.
Yeah, but you never. If it comes off, then we can just,
Yeah. I agree, and also I don't think Fulham playing good teams is necessarily that harmful to them. They might get a bit more space and be a bit more.
Yeah, I completely agree. We're arguably better against the better teams because. We don't have to put as much emphasis on attack. But when we're playing smaller teams, the onus is more on us to go forward, which probably doesn't bode well for an attacking midfielder to bring into your team.
Yeah, you've got nothing to lose as well, right?
Yeah. No, that means... Oh, okay, I see what you mean. My differential this week is one who I think is a good shout. I say that every week and they always do badly, but I actually think this is a really good one because Ricardo Pereira is... back from injury because of the fullbacks out. He should be getting regular minutes, but he's not playing as a fullback. If anyone watched Leicester game, he's playing up there as a winger at the moment since he's been back from injury, so out of position. That hasn't manifested itself in goals or assists yet, but he has been a goal or assist merchant in the past. 8 assists and 2 goals in 2018-19. They've got really good fixtures. I think get in on that one before it becomes a thing because Ricardo Pereira is going to get you points. 0.7%. He is pricey at 5.9.
I was just going to say that with Justin out, it's always going to be Pereira and Castagna, and Castagna's worth 0.2 less.
But they were playing, my earlier point was they were playing Thomas and then they were playing Pereira as a winger along with Harvey Barnes. So Pereira was playing literally basically off Vardy against Villa.
Oh, okay.
So Can I give two honourable shout-outs to Luke Thomas, as you said, 4.2. He was really good against Villa. I would like to think he's earned himself maybe another go starting. And like as you say, really good fixtures, 4.2, 0.2 owned percent. And then the other one who's slightly rogue is El Mohammadi. So Matty Cash is out injured for a bit. And if you want to cash in on Villa's double and they're kind of like decent fixtures for the double. He could just be someone, some cheap player you get in for the double and then have on your bench, because I think Villa will do well in the double. Bit of a punt, might be another Alioski, but could pay off.
Okay, El Mohammed, get him in your team, guys. all right, that's enough for part two. In part three, we'll be answering your questions. So, next part, we got quite a few questions this week. As always, we're a big deal. If you don't know already, follow us at FPL Midnight, by the way, if you're a listener and you don't already, which is very unlikely. The first question is from Snake FPL, regular asker. He's done two, so we'll do his first. Actually, I'm going to do his second one because it applies to me and I'm sure it applies to a lot of people. Would you bench boost with Bamford, Rafinha, Dallas on the bench? So they're all playing at home to Villa. I say yes, because you're just not going to get a better opportunity, even if it doesn't. Just bench boosts are overrated.
I hate bench boosts. I'm probably not even going to use mine this season just because of the like, I haven't planned well enough, basically. But also, like, people used it in the last double or a double before or something, and it just was rubbish. So I think it's overrated. I think it's the worst chip out there. So I would just use it and just get it done and like not lose sleep over it.
Cool.
I would definitely use it as well.
Yeah, because Bamford could easily score at home to Villa. And
but also Villa without Grealish looked pretty awful against Leicester the other day. They were lucky to even score. And I just think without that talisman, then they might fall apart, especially with Leeds, who are so good going forward. And again, like, I know they're not getting double game week fixtures this week, but there aren't going to be many more double game weeks. So why not just use it now?
Cool. At FPL German, if you could choose now, would you pick one City defender and two City attackers, or two City defenders and one City attacker? It's a good question, especially KDB back.
Yeah, really good question. I would say, I've gone with two City defenders, and I just think even against good teams, they seem so likely to keep a clean sheet. It's sort of almost every game they keep a clean sheet. If you had two attackers, firstly, you've got to spend a lot of money on De Bruyne, which can be spent elsewhere. Gundogan seems to be getting so many of their points, and maybe he'll start playing further forward than De Bruyne, and De Bruyne might have to step back a bit, I don't know. De Bruyne also hasn't sort of lived up to expectations on the whole this season, so maybe wait until he at least establishes himself after coming back from injury before making a decision on that.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with Sam. I agree. Same thing.
That's a cop-out, Joel.
I think it's too early to bring De Bruyne in, and I don't think the Sterling's any good. Until De Bruyne proves himself as an essential, I don't think you need to bring him in now. And City are getting clean sheet after clean sheet, so that is pretty much guaranteed 6 points every game.
Well, someone else asked, who these are two players you haven't mentioned, Edison or Foden for the double, and they're 27. Foden's, Foden's unbelievable value.
I would say Edison, because you know he's going to start both games, and they're against West Ham and Wolves. And okay, West Ham are quite good, Wolves not so good, but City keep a clean sheet against anyone. Like, it seems to be almost every game they get a clean sheet. Against Arsenal, they got a clean sheet. Against Spurs, they got a clean sheet. And you know, they went on a run of 5 games with a clean sheet before Liverpool, who they only conceded one goal to. It's a no-brainer. It was frustrating me every single week when seeing people in our league with a double up on City defenders. I just wanted it so badly.
Yeah, I think like Foden's class, but I just don't think, especially with De Bruyne back, I just don't think he's guaranteed to start, whereas Edison is.
Well, this brings me on to Jack's question, which is, I think, related to this one, because I think Foden will play against... do they play Mutin Gab back? In your experience, does it make sense? Oh, I think something's just happened in the Leeds game.
Oh, it was 2-0.
Dallas scored. Yeah, little dancer.
Dallas is one of those players that I'm like, surely he's not going to keep on scoring.
Mate, it's because Alioski Alioski came on so he could play in midfield.
Oh, better be an Alioski assist.
No, it's Helder Costa assist.
Rafinha assist. Fuck's sake.
I hate that. I hate him.
Obliterate your rank, Joel.
Oh, because he's now like 5, and I don't think he's worth 5. But if you had him at 4.5 at the beginning, he's such good value, and I just don't think I can justify bringing him in.
Okay, Sam, can we re-record our 3-word reviews? Because our game week's going just completely. Joel does shit. Okay, next question. Oh no, I was on the middle of one before I got distracted from Jack. He said, basically, this is a good question. Do you take into account which teams are still in the last stages of the European competitions? Especially, he hasn't said this, but I think teams that play on Thursday as well, I always think a bit of a no-go. But basically, Champions League, Europa League, is it better to target teams who are out of those competitions?
Not necessarily. I think it depends on the team and their situation in the league. If you're Tottenham, I think Jose Mourinho is probably feeling a bit insecure about his job, let's be honest. He needs Tottenham to finish at least in the top four, really. That would have been their target before the season started. And, okay, he's playing on Thursday, but the league is probably arguably more important than the Europa League, especially with them in the Carabao Cup final. He needs to finish in a better position. And I reckon I wouldn't avoid the likes of Son or Kane, for example.
Stuart Dallas is just the answer to every question. What bloke. And if he scores again, Joel.
So much. I thought you were laughing at me.
Smiling. Smiling at Joel's misery. All right. Next question is from Mervin. I like this question because it's about my differential. And Joel's kind of half differential. Luke Thomas and Ricardo Pereira or Luke Shaw and Eric Dier? Which ones? So as in this combo, so you can either, with his budget, I'm assuming they add up to the same amount. They probably do.
That's a weird question.
Why are you picking on this lovely guy?
But there are two Leicester players on one side.
Well, yeah, maybe. The weird thing is you could go Luke Shaw and Luke Thomas, the two Lukes I reckon I'd go for. And then you save money elsewhere.
So he's saying Pereira and Luke Thomas.
So he, basically, if you think that adds up...
He's really backing Leicester clean sheets.
Or he's completely not, and then he goes for Luke Shaw and Eric Dier.
Mm.
I wouldn't. Well, I think
Tottenham, I wouldn't go near Tottenham's defence.
Yeah, I almost did it, and it's just a trap. Like you will sit there with Eric Dier on your team, and be like, "Why'd I do that?"
Yeah, I would go Luke Thomas and Luke Shaw.
Yeah, go the two Lukes, and then spend the rest on Smarties.
Smarties.
But Louis, you just told everyone to bring in Pereira, and now you're urging him not to.
But he's got a limited... Pereira is a swap for a Diaz or a... I don't know.
You could... To
I
be
can't
fair,
go
you...
Pereira and Shaw, and I think Shaw's a good option. So I would go... Out of the four players he said, if you want one combo, and I'm assuming he can't go Pereira and Shaw. If you can, go Pereira and Shaw. I'm just being financially prudent, Sam.
Yeah, but you're not really, because...
the Zoom's about to time out and I hope it cuts you out.
I'll leave it.
Okay, so the Zoom cut out, then Rafinha scored. So I own Rafinha, Dallas and Bamford. Who leads three scorers today?
I think it's Rafinha, Dallas and Bamford.
You're correct. All right, so we need to round off this podcast because Chelsea are about to go and beat Atletico. We will do a question from at Snake. Actually, no, we've done Snake FPL. Well, he says, which Leicester assets are the best to get at the moment? Barnes, Maddison, Vardy, or Pereira and Castagna? But I think we've talked about that a lot. I don't think Vardy's in my... I don't think... And the midfield is a better value, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Luke Thomas.
Then finally, we're going to round off with Laz FPL. We're not going to do Joe Tully's question for obvious reasons. For managers who have missed activating the wild card in game week 25 to bench boost in 26, which week will be ideal to deploy the wild cards and bench boost combo? The crux I've got from... Actually, Sam, you're kind of thinking about this, but Joel's basically saying ignore the bench boost.
Yeah, I would wild card this week just so that you can have the best double team possible. Like, best 11 with all having doubles, but...
I don't know a specific week. I haven't looked into the fixtures enough. Maybe save it for game game week 38 for like a Showtime finish.
Apparently Southampton have a double game week 27.
Yeah, they do.
What's that about?
Wait, has there been another goal set or not?
No.
Oh, City have a double 27 as well.
Yeah, City have. See, that's when triple captain. I'm thinking playing triple captain. But yeah, so seeing that there are doubles, then Laz, I would go 27 or 29, and then just if you triple City or triple someone else, then that's probably the best way. But honestly, don't sweat bench boost. It's not worth it.
I'm still so sad about Dallas.
All right, on that note, round off our episode, Midnight FPL. That was an interrupted episode, thanks to Leeds, saving everyone's game week except for Joel's. We'll see you again next week, where we'll do a few more fun elements to the podcast, because we haven't done that in a while. See you then. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.